Hello, this is Roberta Schaefer for the Research Bureau Angle. The Telegram and Gazette recently editorialized about the growing number of retired public school employees in Massachusetts collecting pensions of $100,000 or more, $140,000 in 2010, compared to just $55,000 in 2007. That increase is due in part to the upward drift of salaries over time, but in larger part to generous rules for calculating pensions, under which public retirees receive 80% of their three highest consecutive earnings years. Governor Patrick has proposed a higher retirement age and basing a pension on the five highest consecutive years of pay. But are those reforms sufficient, and will they even be enacted? States across the nation, which are responsible for the laws governing their pension systems of both state and local employees, are looking for ways of reducing pension costs. Those costs are now consuming about 15% to 20% of municipal budgets and are unsustainable. One such alternative implemented by the state of Nebraska is called a cash balance retirement plan, which includes features of both a traditional defined benefit plan and a 401k style plan. Workers and the state both are required to contribute to individual accounts, which retiring employees have the option of choosing as an annuity, lump sum, rollover, or combination of those. The state retirement agency manages the investment and guarantees a minimum annual rate of return for employees. That eliminates the risk of making ill-advised choices or that a market downturn could wipe out their retirement savings. In Nebraska's case, the state chips in $1.56 for every dollar workers contribute to their accounts. The state promises that each account will earn at least 5% a year, which is called the interest credit rate. When investment returns are strong and the plan meets minimum funding requirements, the state retirement board may pay an annual dividend to the employees in the plan, although the dividend and interest credit rate cannot exceed 8%. Nebraska does not finance automatic cost of living increases, but employees have the option of paying for those out of their retirement accounts. Advocates say the cash balance system offers several advantages for state workers. One is that it is a better fit for today's young employees who are more likely than past workers to change jobs and want to take their vested retirement accounts with them. Another is the guarantee of a no-worries fixed rate of return and the possibility of a dividend in good years. Finally, the state manages the investments in the plan, lifting that burden from employees who generally lack the knowledge and discipline to direct their money. There are upsides for state government as well. Because pension payouts are not determined by formulas, gone is the possibility of employees spiking their final salaries through overtime, sick leave, promotions, and 11th-hour raises. In addition, because the cash balance benefits are predictable from year to year, lawmakers are not tempted to promise workers future benefit increases in lieu of pay raises. That's a favorite political tactic that can help solve an immediate budget crisis, but adds to the retirement system's long-term liabilities. Advocates of cash balance plans say that taxpayers also benefit from the increased transparency in their state's public pension plan. There are no surprises in a cash balance system. Taxpayers know exactly what the state is contributing each year to workers' retirement accounts, and the relatively modest interest credit rate could deflect criticism that public sector employees receive overly generous retirement benefits. We have heard it said often over the last couple of years that states are the laboratories of democracy. Given that the Commonwealth and its cities and towns have a combined unfunded pension liability of $31 billion, it is time for Massachusetts to consider pension reform that will establish a sustainable and equitable system, more equitable, not just for the employees, but for the taxpayers of Massachusetts who are footing the bill. This has been Roberta Schaefer for the Research Bureau Angle on AM 830 WCRN.